If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Good morning and happy Valentine's Day. Hope all of you guys are doing something lovey-dovey. My wife and I are not. We're both working late just because that's who we are. So there we go. Happy Valentine's Day to us as well. I know this is going to come off really pompous, but I was really thinking about this, which I think is unique. If I get lucky enough to do something cool, and whenever I might accomplish something small, some people will come up to me and be like, oh my gosh, like, congratulations, like, you must be so proud, you've made it to the top. And I haven't made it to the top, not even close, so I don't know why they say that sometimes. But they say that, and in my mind I just go, that's not that exciting, because I always knew that I would be there. And I know that sounds very cocky, and I'm not trying to make it sound that way, but I actually believe most of the people that make it to the top have this belief that they're going to be there at the top well before they actually make it there. So, I mean, someday I would hope to be one of the better entrepreneurs in the state. That's what I would hope. That's what I believe I will do. Like, if I describe what I plan on doing to people, I personally don't go, I hope to build a billion-dollar company. I just, in my mind, in the way I think, I go, I am going to build one. At some point, it might be when I'm 30, might be when I'm 80. It's just, it's going to happen. And when it does happen, I will not be that surprised about it, because that's what I'm working towards every day. And it's not about the money. I don't care about the money. I care about the journey. The idea of building a billion-dollar company, even if I don't get there, I won't be sad. But the fact that I have this crazy goal and I have the ability to just pursue that goal every day, that makes me happy. That gives me a vision to follow, and that pumps me up. So with that comes a bit of disappointment. So what I mean by that is, when you don't accomplish some of the things you want to accomplish within the time frame you want to accomplish them, you can get real bummed out. And I don't mean like depressed or anything like that, but you struggle to sleep at night. And last night was one of those nights for me. I thought I got some stuff done yesterday, but I just really didn't get a lot of the main tasks I wanted to get done. So I couldn't sleep last night because I just couldn't get over the fact that I left work without completing my one or two big tasks. So today, I'm heading to a meeting this morning. But after that, I'm pretty much going to go find a spot in a corner or in an office and just hunker down all day. Like, I'm just going to put my AirPods in, listen to some calm, relaxing instrumentals, and just buckle down and get my major tasks done. And I think sometimes you just need to have those days. You need to go into the office and say, this is my day that I am not going to be distracted by anyone. I'm going to hunker down and I'm going to work my ass off. And I'm going to come home tonight, dead tired. That's what I plan on today being, because that's how bad I want it. And I hope you consider doing that as well, because trust me, there's no better feeling than when you get in the car and you're driving home and you just feel so content with what you finish during the day, and you really looked at the, I don't know, that 16 hours and think to yourself, I couldn't have done anything better. That's just so fulfilling. So try that today. See if you get that feeling. It's just amazing. Lastly, I have sat down with like 8 marketers this week. And if you're in marketing, please stop. Stop trying to make your content so perfect. Stop letting it cripple you from actually creating and displaying content on a daily basis. And actually think things through. Make sure you're different. I don't care how you do that. Use innovation tactics, use design sprints. Just make sure you create unique content. I can't believe how many marketers I sat down with this week that told me their marketing strategy was to look at other people within their industry and copy their content. Nobody cares about the same old content. I know that's what they teach you in school, but the truth is, all of us, thousands of pieces of content every day, and we don't care. We don't care about that piece of content we've already seen 100 times. So please do things differently. Go out on the limb. Take a chance. Be yourself. Display your own characteristics and market differently. I'm begging you, please market differently. Please. And make sure you innovate constantly. Always come up with new strategies. Pivot. Don't get comfortable after 1 month with one strategy. I'm about to do this on my own Instagram. I've been doing the same thing for about 35 days and slowly been getting more and more likes and interaction. And I'm actually gonna spend this week or next week making completely different content to see how people relate to it. I just wanna test, because ultimately none of us know what's best until we test it over and over again. All right? Freaking insane, man. Just insane. You just keep grinding every day and you just keep getting it wrong. It gets so darn frustrating. Man, I've been working on this one little step in our demo site over and over and over and over again. It's been 16 straight hours of trying to get this one little button to work right, but it just is not working within the code of what we're trying to do. And it will work for legitimately 10 seconds at a time, and then it'll quit. It's freaking insane. It's making me go crazy, but when you know what you want, you just gotta deal with the crazy days that make you wanna go mad, because that vision, that long-term vision, it allows you to just keep grinding, keep getting closer to your ultimate goals.